Klockner made a quick call to DeVille at Langley, and the rentals sprang into action. It was time for the Wes and Chap show. Wes walked across the street and entered the creaking and peeling door of Mr. L. Trevor Carson, attorney and counselor at law. Jan offered him her customary sneer.
"What can I do for you?"
"I really need to see Mr. Carson," Wes said with an air of desperation.
"He's very busy," Jan said, and Wes could almost hear the laughter from the rental.
"Please, I've got to talk to him."
She rolled her eyes and didn't budge.
"What kind of matter is it?"
"I've just buried my wife," he said on the verge of tears,
and Jan finally cracked a bit.
"I'm very sorry," she said.
"She was killed in a car wreck on I-95, just north of Jacksonville. She was hit by a Texaco truck. The driver was drunk."
"Oh, my God," Jan exclaimed, hand over her mouth.
Even Trevor could handle this one. Serious money, big fees, right here in the reception room.
"He's in a deposition," she said. "Let me see if I can disturb him. Please, have a seat."
She wanted to lock the front door so he couldn't escape.
"The name's Yates. Yates Newman," he said, trying to help her.
"Oh, yes," she said, racing down the hall.
She knocked politely on Trevor's door, then stepped inside.
"Surprise! You have a client,"
she hissed through clenched teeth, loud enough for Wes to hear up front.
"Who is it?" "A man whose wife got run over by a Texaco truck. He wants to see you right now."
"What'd you tell him?"
"That you're in a deposition."
"I haven't had a deposition in 8 years. Send him back."
"The Texaco driver was drunk," she said, opening the door. "Don't screw this up."
Trevor froze, slack-jawed, his deadened mind suddenly springing to life. One-third of 2 million, 4 million, hell, 10 million if he was really drunk and punitive damages kick in. He wanted to at least straighten his desk, but he couldn't move.
Wes stared out the front window at the rental where his buddies were staring at him. He kept his back to the ruckus down the hall because he was struggling to keep a straight face.
Footsteps, then Jan said,
"Mr. Carson will see you in just a moment."
The deposition was over in a flash, and the other participants miraculously vanished without a trace. Wes followed her down the hall to Mr. Carson's cluttered office. Introductions were made. She brought them fresh coffee, and when she was finally gone, Wes made an unusual request.
"Is there any place to get a strong latte around here?"
"Why, certainly. Yes, of course," Trevor said. "Tall or grande?"
"Tall's fine."
Trevor bounced out of his office, and a few seconds later, Jan hit the front door. When she was out of sight, Chap left the rental and walked to Trevor's. Once inside, he latched the chain, so poor Jan would be stuck on the porch with a cup of scalding latte.